fellow Freedom fans. Yes, it is David Alan Carmichael back with this Faith and Freedom show. Before the break, I was talking about this article that I read going to the Council on Foreign Relations and finding out what they're reporting to themselves. I've got a article here by a Mr. Patrick, and he didn't list himself as doctor or anything like that. Very well may be a journalist. It's Stuart M. Patrick. Talked to him today on the phone. We're going to try to get him here to on an interview. And he talks about what Americans want from the United Nations on the basis of surveys. This is his article. He was in the national news media recently talking about this article that came out September 22nd, just a while back here this year. He says that surveys taken over the past decade show that a majority of Americans have considered traditional ideas about national sovereignty outdated. Here's the question I pose. This is David Alton Carmichaelism. Who cares what they think? Who cares? I talked to a guy today and somebody came up to him and said, hey, you changed tires 37 seconds slower than all the other guys. And he said, so what? And he pointed out to them that he's a guy bringing in twice as much business as the other guys. And who cares? So who cares if they consider traditional ideas about national sovereignty outdated? If you are a legislator, are you going along with the ideas of the national people who are being inculcated in these globalist ideology as they go to school outside their parental supervision? Or are you supposed to act according to the law of the land? Most residents out of this article by Mr. Patrick from the Council on Foreign Relations and the International Institutions and Global Governments program, he said 60% of the respondents said U.S. officials should work more within the United Nations, even if doing so means the United States has to compromise its own policies. So, hey, guys, are we there? Are we there yet? For those biblical people, have we arrived at that place? I encourage you to read Daniel chapter 7. It talks about Greece heading out and doing some activities with the Medes and the Persians. I think we dealt with the Medes in Iraq, and it seems like some Persian activities currently in effect and on the horizon. Are we there yet, folks? So all you guys who believe in the biblical perspective, are we there? 60% of respondents said U.S. officials should work more within the United Nations, even if doing so means the United States has to compromise its own policies. And there's a quote, I believe, from the survey. Our nation should consistently follow international laws. It is wrong to violate international laws, just as it is wrong to violate laws within a country. Now, that most people would say, yeah, I agree with that. The problem is, does that mean that everybody wants the United States to go along with United Nations stuff? Because international law, it's really not law unless it's under God's authority. Biblically, I look and I see that there's a problem with this thing, this horn that comes up that basically exceeds all other horns on the planet and is actually ultimately demonstrating itself to be a enemy and setting itself up opposed to Almighty God. Now, that's a biblical perspective, and you might think I'm a nut, but I could be. I could be, but I've got a microphone. So is it possible that the United Nations isn't truly lawful? It might be an exercise, a lawless exercise. And if it is a lawless exercise, what it does and what it puts out as law isn't law. So if somebody says, oh, yeah, it's wrong to violate international laws, just as it's wrong to violate laws within a country. Well, that doesn't mean that everybody thinks that the United Nations ought to be the supreme law of the land. Polls have shown that most Americans believe the United Nations should be able to authorize force in a wide range of cases. Really? What are they doing authorizing force when we still have supposedly a U.S. Constitution that says that's a job of Congress, including defending nations under attack, stopping countries from supporting terrorism, and restoring deposed Democrat... Ooh, this, I put this in red. And restoring deposed democratic governments. How about that hot potato? Look at what's going on in Honduras. Mr. Zelaya was out violating his constitution. He was challenged by his legislature, constitutional legislature, and the constitutional court for violating and doing something expressly forbidden by the constitution. And that constitution provided for a particular penalty of, it's essentially, it was treason. And there was a penalty. In other words, you could never hold office again if you violated that particular provision of the Constitution. I was actually reading the commentaries of Blackstone today on the common law of England, and he talked about the power of the government, the power of the king or whatever, or the courts, to, they couldn't keep anybody out of the country. If you're born there, if you had a natural right to go home, they can't keep you away. They could keep you from leaving in case you're a criminal and they don't want you to spread their criminals to other countries. They could keep you from leaving your country, but they couldn't keep you from coming back. There was a provision in there that by law, somebody could be, let's say, removed from office and given the opportunity to leave or be punished. In other words, hey, if you stick around, buddy, you realize you're going to be facing charges of treason. There is a provision under the common law, I found out today, I actually read it, that you could be given that option. How's that? And it appears that in Honduras, that's what they did. They went to him and said, listen, buddy, you're busted. They've fed up. We've been given orders to come and arrest you. So we're going to give you this opportunity. We're going to look the other way. If you'd like to leave town before we get to you, you know, before we close this gap of 2 feet from me to you, you're free to do that. There's a certain amount of time. I'd better act because I'm going to be held accountable. And he left. Now, what if the United Nations says they want to restore a deposed democratic government? Well, he was elected democratically. Does that mean he gets to violate his constitution? Well, he's got a viewpoint that partners with Mr. Marx of antiquity, partners with, it looks like Mrs. Clinton, the Secretary of State, and Mr. Obama and Fidel Castro, and Mr. Chavez, his ideas and his mode of operating, getting a democratic rabble to try to support and get public support for a violation of the law of the land in Honduras, you know, that's what he was doing. Now, what if the UN would say, okay, we are the global government. We like to have little dictators here and there. Notwithstanding, we'd like to basically supplant any particular constitution because that's blocking our authority. Of course, if the U.S. Constitution was acted upon, we wouldn't have anybody playing in the U.S. in the United Nations. Wouldn't have the President of the United States acting as a legislator on the U.N. Security Council. That's something to think of. That's my opinion. But I'm getting that opinion based on what I'm reading. I'm just trying to be a simple guy reviewing these things with my simple little mind, and then trying to review these things here on Liberty Works Radio Network. And my show is the Faith and Freedom Show, because I'm going to try to deal with it on a constitutional basis, biblical basis, right versus wrong. That is my charter. That is my mission. That is my vocation. And that's what I'm stuck with. You can give me a call at 888-850-1872. That's 850-1-USA. Or 850-1872. I'm going to go on with this article written by Mr. Patrick. He's on the Council on Foreign Relations. He's, I believe, a journalist giving a little newsletter for them. Since 2003, majorities in the United States have said the United Nations is doing a poor job. Depends what their job is. A view held by 65% in February 2009 Gallup poll. Americans' frustration seems to stem from a variety of sources, including the Security Council's inability to deal with major issues, including Iran, North Korea, and Sudan, and the failure of the UN Human Rights Council to hold major abusers to account. Although large majorities of Americans have consistently expressed support for the UN's mandate, oh really? What's the mandate? They criticize the institution for falling short on its own ideals. Most Americans, therefore, And I don't think any Americans know what the UN mandate is. I don't think they've read the charter. I mean, I think I've read the whole thing. I think I have. I've not as much as I've read the Bible, but I've read the UN charter. Most Americans therefore encourage reforms that would make the UN more effective. Oh, a super government. The New World Order, the super government. Most Americans therefore encourage reforms that would make the UN more effective. Somebody had better change the U.S. Constitution. A majority of Americans in recent years, for instance, have favored expanding the UN's powers to investigate human rights violations. Well, that's been, you know, I've seen some human rights claims being brought up to these global governments. And you know what? They don't give a hoot about your obligations of religion. I'm telling you, it's serious. Global statism is supreme. That, and this is specifically with regard to homeschooling, that they have basically said through this UN protection of religion here, that statism is the religion that must be furthered, and your family bringing up your children on a biblical worldview must yield. And we're seeing it happen in UN in U.S. courts based on this globalist statist worship the state, New World Order worship perspective. It's happening on our watch, folks. So this says, most Americans therefore encourage reforms that would make the UN more effective. A majority of Americans in recent years, for instance, have favored expanding the UN's powers to investigate human rights violations, to regulate the international arms trade. Oh, that means your Second Amendment. Just erase it. Push erase on the Bill of Rights, would you? To regulate the international arms trade and even to select, train, and command its own peacekeeping force. It has to be a government to do that, folks. A supra government. I know there's one person in America that would not serve because they gave an oath to the Constitution. Not only have Americans want the United Nations to be more effective, but they have wanted it to be more legitimate. Ooh, more legitimate. Wait a minute. Wait. More legitimate. It's either legitimate or it's not. Is it not? 888-850-1872. Which would require introducing new voices into the anachronistic body. They have a certain group that is the always permanent members kind of thing. 70% in another poll of Americans answering a March 2005 survey by the international polling firm GlobeScan and the Program on International Policy Attitudes said they supported additional countries becoming permanent members of the Security Council. Are Americans actually convinced they need a more powerful United Nations, or would they renege if they saw a real U.S. power diminish? And does it even matter what the majority of Americans want if a vocal minority is willing to mobilize in opposition to UN policies? I would say the majority probably doesn't even have a clue what they're talking about, based on my experience of how many have read the silly charter or even the Constitution. These questions are legitimate and deserve further discussion, but so do the polls, which defy almost every stereotype of American isolationism and unilateralism. So I think I just detected in that stereotype of American isolationism and unilateralism a perspective of Mr. Patrick here. So I'm going to try to see if we can get Mr. Patrick to explain. Just he'll be able to talk about the facts of some of these surveys and the organization that he's a partner to. He's a senior fellow and director program on international institutions and global governance. So I want to get him on here. Again, these guys are pretty busy, so I got to find a spot that would be convenient for him. We're going to talk about this, find out what's going on. What's going on in the Council on Foreign Relations? How's it going to affect you, and whether or not extra United States policies will be affecting you at your doorstep? This will be interesting. So give us a call, 888-850-1872. Got another segment coming up, I believe. And check us out on the web at faithfreedoms.org.